This is Scott Becker with a special version of the Becker Private Equity Update. This is a short note on five or six market notes. First, this is January 12, 2022. All three major indexes finished up yesterday. They all responded well to Chairman Powell's very comforting testimony and his confirmation hearings that he was going to move intelligently. He'd move it in a path, that would ultimately moving to raise rates this year. And at some point later in the year, starting to take down the Fed balance sheet. But he obviously calmed markets because they opened up quite lower before his testimony and then moved in the right direction and rebounded well. Today, futures are relatively flat to open today, a little bit up, but relatively flat. By the time you listen to this, we'll have more outcome on the markets. We'll probably report later on what's going on with the markets today. But opening relatively flat to a little bit up today. Third, inflation numbers are coming out today. Inflation's basically at a 40-year high, which is an incredible number, exceeding 7%. That inflation is in all kinds of goods. There's something called a core consumer index that is rising at 5.5%. But either way, we know inflation is moving at a torrid pace. Fourth, Treasury yields fell slightly yesterday to close the 10-year at 1.745, and we'll see where that goes today and over the next few weeks. So what's happening with rates is Chairman Powell says that for sure they're raising rates, has basically indicated or telegraphed at least three times this year. The Goldman Sachs of the world, the markets of the world, believe that that's Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan, believes it's more likely to be four to five times. And it depends whether it raises a quarter point or a half a point in March. Fascinating situation. We know this about raising rates. We know that rates will have a direct impact on real estate values. We also know they're likely to have a pretty direct impact on stock prices and stock values. What we don't know is whether the supply chain and supply and demand issues that are at stake that are causing a lot of inflation will be as directly impacted by raising rates. It's unlikely they will, because just raising rates isn't going to fix supply chain issues. It may temper demand as people feel a little poorer, but that's not necessarily a good thing. In any event, it'll be fascinating to watch what happens with the raising of rates this year and how it impacts real estate, the stock market, and inflation. Thank you for listening to this special version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thank you very much.